From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A U.S. federal appeals court is hearing oral arguments in the legal battle over President Donald Trump's executive order suspending the country's refugee admissions program and banning entry to people from seven nations. Here's some audio from the hearing going on now.
If the order said Muslims cannot be admitted, would anybody have standing to challenge that?
I think Mandel and Din give a route to make a constitutional challenge if there were such an order. It would be by a U.S. citizen with a connection to someone seeking entry. This is a far cry from that situation.
One of the lawyers arguing in favor of the president's position, the president said Tuesday that this case may end up before the Supreme Court. The European Union Tuesday condemned a new Israeli law legalizing dozens of Jewish settler outposts on Palestinian land. Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called on the Israeli government to refrain from implementing the law. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he deeply regrets the adoption of the measure, saying that the settler outposts violate international law. The Palestinian Authority is calling for the international community to punish Israel. The wife of Russian journalist Vladimir Kara-Murza says her husband is in a Moscow hospital suffering from acute poisoning. Kara-Murza had been traveling around Russia promoting an upcoming film about Boris Nemtsov, a critic of President Vladimir Putin, who was gunned down 2 years ago. Kara-Murza's doctors say an unidentified substance found in his body caused massive organ failure last week, just as he was preparing to visit the United States. This is VOA News. Five mortar rounds exploded near Mogadishu Airport in the capital of Somalia Tuesday. There was no immediate report of casualties. Suspicion quickly fell on the militant group Al-Shabaab, which has vowed to disrupt Wednesday's parliamentary vote to choose the nation's president. Britain's conservative government says parliament will get to vote on a European Union exit agreement before it is finalized by the bloc. Brexit Minister David Jones said the vote will cover the withdrawal arrangement and Britain's future relationship with the EU.
I can confirm that the government will bring forward a motion on the final agreement to be approved by both houses of parliament before it's concluded, and we expect and intend that this will happen before the European Parliament debates and votes on the final agreement.
Meanwhile, the Scottish Parliament voted Tuesday to reject Brexit, but that vote is not binding, with François Fillon declaring he will continue campaigning to become president of France, despite reports involving allegedly improper payments to his wife. Another French candidate moved into the scandal spotlight Tuesday. Centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron was forced Tuesday to deny rumors that he had engaged in a secret homosexual relationship outside his marriage. Syrian activists say airstrikes on the rebel-held city of Idlib Tuesday killed at least 15 people. They say dozens of people were wounded and several buildings were demolished. Opposition activists also reported airstrikes on several suburbs of the city of Damascus. They did not say who carried out the attacks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence cast the tie-breaking Senate vote Tuesday to confirm President Donald Trump's Education Secretary nominee, Betsy DeVos.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
That was Mike Pence, of course. It was the first time in American history that a vice president has been needed to get a cabinet pick approved. The U.S. trade deficit improved slightly in December. The gap between what the U.S. buys from overseas and what Americans sell to foreign markets was just over $44 billion for December. That's a little better than the previous month. But the total for the whole year was just over $502 billion, and that's the worst record since 2012. Afghan officials say a suicide bomb attack near the nation's Supreme Court building in Kabul has killed at least 19 people and wounded about 40 others. Most of the victims were court employees. No immediate claim of responsibility. Russia will host a regional conference on the Afghan conflict later this month. Participants are expected to discuss efforts to settle the conflict and to prevent the Islamic State terrorists from getting a foothold in the nation. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.